With the congregation before we begin our worship this morning. The first is that next Sunday or in the next week and a half or so, out on the windows of, on the outside of the door going out into the parking lot, we are going to have hands up, not hand marks, but actual hands on the windows going out into the parking lot. And on those hands are opportunities to go out into the community on just a one-time basis. You're not signing up your life for 6 months or a year, but it's really just one opportunity to serve in the community in one impactful way for just an hour or two. It could be just simply going to Philomath Elementary School to go to the music program and to thank the teachers there for what they do. Or it could be volunteering to organize the hygiene kits at Philomath Community Services. So it's one way in which we are going to share our blessings and our love for our community. So be looking for that next week. It's not handprints. They're actual hands. And we want you to take them off. I'll share more about that in email and also next Sunday. Also to share with you this morning is that we do have the list for the hygiene kits. It's in the back of the bulletin, I believe on page 7. And we're going to try and do at least 3. That was the challenge for our congregation. It's hard. We're working on how to organize that. But if you would like to collect one of those items, go ahead and do it and bring it and place it into the bins right here outside in the narthex. And we have someone, believe it or not, that comes and checks those every single week and takes them from whatever is in there, food, hygiene items, and takes them to Philomath Community Services. You can just bring them right here to Peace, those items for the hygiene basket kits. And then I think I'm going to pass it off to Joyce. I know that she's got an important announcement to share with the congregation. We want to find out if anyone, if they do have Thanksgiving plans or if they don't. Joyce has something for you.
Okay, I have a turkey and I want to cook it, and I don't have anybody to spend Thanksgiving with, so I've gotten permission to have Thanksgiving here, 1 o'clock. I'm planning on dinner being ready. If you're by yourself, or even just if you're a couple and you don't have anybody else, family, to spend it with, come on down. But please let me know so that I know how many and what you might bring to help.
Awesome. Thanks for offering that, Joyce. It's wonderful. And then we had a freezer meal ministry. I know Bruce won. Do you want to say something about that, Bruce? I'm sorry to put you on the spot. Yeah.
It's fun to do.
Good.
From the side.
Yeah.
Yesterday, a world record was made. 104 meals came out of the kitchen yesterday.
Do we have any other announcements to share before we begin? Yes. Yeah.
The Tables of Peace lists are posted in the hallway.
Yep. Tables of Peace, check them out. If you signed up, you have been assigned a group. So do check that out in the bulletin board on the way to the fellowship hall. I think that does it this morning for our announcements. I wish you God's blessings this morning as we take one more step towards Thanksgiving this week.